Hey guys, I'm here with Catherine Guyon. She is an anchor and reporter at WTRF. So what made you decide to go into news?
So I actually didn't start off in news. I started off as a sports anchor and a sports announcer. When I was younger, my dad raised me to be a diehard Pitt fan. Sorry, WVU fans, I can hear people screaming at their radios already. And we used to go to every single game in Heinz Field. And I was so enamored by watching all the cameras. And, you know, they have that cool sky cam if you've ever been to a game and seen that. And I thought, wow, that must be really cool. So as I started through high school, I started watching more games and I saw the sideline reporters. And I am a deep, deep sports lover. So I thought, this would be a really awesome job. So I pursued it. All through college, and I started my career as a sports announcer and then eventually made the transition to news. But I've been fortunate that while working in news, I still get to do some Friday night football here and there, so I haven't completely left the sports world yet.
Do you enjoy being an anchor?
I love it. I'm completely biased, but I think I have the best job in the world, and I enjoy it because I get to meet a lot of people. Maybe not so much now because of COVID and everything crazy that's happened in 2020, but I'm still meeting people virtually over Zoom, which is a great tool, but I love it because of the community. Like, being on TV is cool, I won't lie. That's a fun aspect of my job, but I do it because I love the people, especially around here, and I love to share their stories. And I love that my platform gives me a way to spotlight other people in the community that are doing really great things. So I consider myself privileged and blessed to be in this job because it just allows me so many unique opportunities that I would not have had I not discovered television when I was in high school.
Yeah. What kind of qualifications are required to be an anchor?
So an anchor is, for most people, something that you usually work your way up to. When I first started working in television, I worked behind the scenes. I operated a camera and the teleprompter that we read off of. And then eventually I got a job as a reporter where I was going out and interviewing people, coming up with story ideas, shooting all of my own video with the camera, coming back to the station and editing it together as to what you guys would see on the 5 or 6 o'clock news. And then eventually, after having done that for probably close to 3 or 4 years, I think, then eventually they gave me a chance as an anchor, and you start on the weekends and then you work your way up to now the position that I'm in now, where you see me on Channel 7 at 5 and 6 o'clock. So it's really something that you work your way towards because you have to have that good base of skills that you only get through experience, really.
All right. What are some things you got to do because of your job? Like some things that you wouldn't have been able to do if you weren't an anchor.
Oh my gosh. So the list of awesome things that I've gotten to do through television is very, very long, but I do have a couple favorites, and some of them actually happened recently. So last summer, Kennywood Park, which is not too far away from where we are here in the Ohio Valley in Pittsburgh, opened the brand new Steel Curtain roller coaster, and they had a day for contest winners and media. So I actually got to be one of the first people to ride that roller coaster, which was really, that was just like kind of a fun story. And those stories don't come by every day, but that was just kind of a fun thing. Something that I got to do that's maybe not necessarily like an experience, but just I think kind of speaks to the impact that we have as the news media. There was a story that I got to tell, and it was one of my favorites. There was this elderly veteran named Dale, and he lived in Bethlehem here in Ohio County. And he had the late stages of cancer, and he was on hospice, and all he wanted to do was to come home. And he couldn't do that because his house had some water damage and there was mold in his basement. It was just really unhealthy for him to be there as sick as he was. So we did a story because they were trying to get help for him in any shape that they could. And then a couple weeks later, I got a call from somebody in a completely different part of West Virginia that they wanted to fix Dale's basement for free. So Dale eventually was able to come home and live out the rest of his days in his home. He did pass away last year, unfortunately, but I consider being able to tell those stories and really get people help some of the best things that I get to do in news media. I mean, obviously there's been cool events. Like I mentioned, the roller coaster, I've seen a couple presidents speak, a couple presidential candidates, and that stuff is all great. But I think really, in my opinion, the best thing that we get to do as the news media is to impact somebody else's life in a positive way.
I really agree. Like, you don't, because a lot of people don't understand the impact that news and media really have on a community. So what is your favorite thing about being an anchor?
Oh, there's so many things. Two things are my favorite, and I will come back to this a million times, is A, all the people that I get to talk to. I love the Ohio Valley. I've been here for almost 3 years, and it's just a fabulous community, and I've met so many great individuals who've shared their story with me. And my second favorite part is honestly the people that I work with. Every job in news, I think, is made by the people that you're surrounded with, that you work with every day. And I work with a team of people who are so dedicated and driven, and they genuinely care about the Ohio Valley and where we are and what we're doing. And that has made my 3 years so far here at WTRF just some of the greatest.
So are there any downfalls to being an anchor?
I mean, again, I'm biased because I think I have the best job. I just love working in television so much. But the only downfall is sometimes I don't get to go out on stories as much as I like. Like when I was a reporter, I was out there every day in something, and, you know, whether it be snow coverage or just the news of the day or some good news. And now because I have to be at the studio at a certain time every day, I don't get to go out as much as I did before. So that's probably only the downfall. But really, it's at the end of the day, to me, it's not a downfall because I'm still doing this job that I love. So
we'll be right back after a quick PSA. Welcome back, everyone. And for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm here with Catherine Guyon, the anchor at WTRF. So are there any things that you've learned after you were hired that you didn't learn in college?
Yeah, I think I went to Waynesburg University, so not terribly far from where we are right now, and they did a really good job of preparing me for what I would experience. I was able to write well. I was able to know what would be expected of me in my first job. I was able to run the equipment, but I think even any program that you would go to, there are certain things that they can't teach you on the job, which is, you know, what's going to happen when there's breaking news and you have 10 minutes to, after you get to a site, to gather all the information and be live on air and tell people what's going on. I don't think that they can teach you, you know, those pressure situations and how to act in that regard. And they can only teach you so much in learning how you'll react to situations, if that makes sense. Like, you never know how you're going to react to a situation until you're put into it. So I've like learned a lot on the job in that regard. And also too, you know, practice makes perfect. So, you know, you do something for 4 years in college and you may think you're really good at it, and then you get out into the real world and do it more and discover, oh, maybe that's not my expertise. Maybe I'm into something else. So I think that experience will get you far, but there's really no substitute for that on the job training or even internships. Like, that's something that's really valuable too, that'll teach you things that they maybe can't show you in a classroom.
All right. Was anchoring your first choice for a career?
It actually wasn't. I always wanted to go into television as far back as I can remember anyway, probably like late middle school, early high school. But I started out wanting to be a sports play-by-play announcer. So like in that realm, and I did that for a few years and then eventually transitioned to news. But because it was all in television, it was easier in some sense because you still have those skills. So I don't want to say the news was my like number two, because that makes it sound bad, because I really enjoy it. But originally I came from kind of the more sports or oriented world of television.
So if you could choose another media career path, what would you choose?
So I think it would be a tie. I would love to be able to some days go back and pursue the sports angle and end up being like a sideline reporter on a network or something like that. Just because I'm still such an avid sports fan and I consume so much of sports media anyway. But I also really love watching like comedies, like, you know, sitcoms and things like that. So part of me also sometimes wishes that maybe I'd have gone that route and seen what I could have done in, you know, the TV comedy realm, maybe, you know, something that people would watch every night from their homes or something like that.
Yeah. And I think that's actually really cool. Like, I personally love comedies. So I think that's really cool that that would be a choice for you if you would have gone a different route.
Yeah, I'm an avid consumer of television as much as I'm an avid creator of television. So, but I think the great thing about television is like, you tell somebody you work in television, there are endless possibilities with that too. It's not just news or, you know, I'm going to work on a TV show, it could be, you know, going into film or things like that. There's so many avenues. It's almost like, you know, you wish you could have more time to do more of these things.
Yeah. Do you plan on furthering your career, like maybe anchoring at a bigger news station or something like that?
It's hard to say right now. In television, you know, I feel like there's this unwritten or unspoken rule sometimes that, like, oh, you have to move up, and the bigger the market you are in, the more successful you are, and the goal is to be somewhere like the network or whatever. And I would be lying if I said I never had those aspirations, but I genuinely love working in places like the Ohio Valley, where you have, like, you know, these smaller towns and these smaller cities, and you can connect more with the people. So for the, you know, immediate future and maybe years to come, I plan on staying right here as long as WTRF will have me, because there's something about, you know, the small towns, and I was raised in a smaller type city. So I just, you know, really love it around here. And part of what makes a career in TV great, in my opinion, is loving where you are. And, you know, our saying here at 7 News is loving living local. And I really do. Like, I enjoy it here so much.
Yeah. And I don't blame you for loving it here. Like, being in a small town is really nice because it's a tight-knit community, and everyone knows everyone.
Yeah. And the amount of generosity that I've seen here and friendliness from people was not necessarily surprising, but it was like, I don't even know what the word is. Words escape me, because I knew from what I had heard when I moved here that the community was great and people were generous, but, like, just seeing every day the constant way that people support each other here and the local organizations that are taking care of those in need or the less fortunate, and especially what you've seen during the last year, how people take care of each other around here. And there's a lot of great history, which I'm a slight history buff. I like to find, you know, good locations to visit and good scenery and things like that. So really, I think the Ohio Valley has it all. I'm very happy here, and I do enjoy discovering something new about it every day.
Were there any moments in your career that made you glad that you chose to be an anchor?
I mean, almost daily. I sit there probably at least once or twice a week, and I get ready for the 5 o'clock news, and I'm like, man, you know, today was a good day. I'm grateful for it all the time. I have never second-guessed it. The whole time I've gone through TV, there's been hard points when you're looking for jobs, or it's a crazy news day, or you're out in the snow for 4 hours doing that kind of coverage, or you're seeing sad things, you know, of people just having the worst moment in their lives. And even the last year, all the sad things we've had to cover, but I've never regretted it.
All right. So if you had to choose between working in the Valley or somewhere else, what would you choose?
Well, that's a tough question, because I did just laud the Ohio Valley heavily, and I truly meant everything I said. But if I would go anywhere else, I would go to Pittsburgh, probably, because I'm originally from Southwest PA. And the only reason that I would do that if I got the opportunity would be so my mom and dad could watch me on television every day. They don't live in the Ohio Valley, so they can't watch me on TV every day. And I, you know, my mom and dad have been so encouraging throughout my whole life, throughout this whole process, and some of my, you know, extended family too. So the only reason I would move if I got the opportunity would be probably so my mom and dad could watch me on TV. I know that might sound silly, but, like, really, I just, you know, would love for them to see that, because they've been so encouraging and everything. So it'd be great to be actually to report to for my family to watch.
I can really understand that. When I was in high school, I did broadcasting, and we'd have weekly broadcasts, and it'd be broadcast over West Liberty's channel, and it'd be on their website and all that. And my parents, if I showed up on a screen and everything, doing like a package or something, because I was the director for a newscast. So if I ended up on screen, they'd watch my stories, and they'd support me through the entire process. And since the semester started, they would support me through my radio shows by listening and really helping me, like, think of themes and all that. So I can really
understand
that.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're nothing without our family. I'll tell you a funny story, and I'll remember this forever. So when I was at my last station, it was my first on-air job, and we used to have a live stream on the internet, and I would send the link to my mom and dad, and they would watch, and they kept saying, well, it's not the same. So they drove somewhere into the coverage area that I was in another part of West Virginia, just so they could watch me, like, at a restaurant or something. I don't even remember where they went, like, on a physical TV. And they came to the station, too, and everything, but my mom was like, no, I want to watch you on the actual TV. So, I mean, I think working in news is such a different career. You know, it requires odd hours. We work holidays, we work weekends. So I think to be able to do that and have a support system to do that is critical, because I'm sure you won't talk to anybody in news that would say that they got there, you know, without some kind of support system, because it really takes, you know, parents, spouses, family, friends, whoever, understanding our passion to get us where we want to be.
Yeah. Is there someone in your life who inspires you?
Oh my gosh, I have to say this without crying. So, my grandfather was a huge influence in my life. He, I was very close to him. And he was always really supportive of everything that I wanted to do. And I think about him often, and he is actually the inspiration behind one of my favorite projects that I do here at 7 News. It's called Veterans Voices, where I go out and I interview veterans in our community just to share their stories and also to document that, because my grandfather, he was a World War II veteran, and he passed away so suddenly before we could document his story, that I never want anybody else to feel the way that I do. You know, I can remember his stories in my head and hear his voice, but I wish I had it on tape. So he was just always so supportive. And my mom always tells me this story of, you know, she was so nervous dropping me off at college all those years ago when I was getting ready to start this career, because nobody in my family had ever worked in media. They didn't know what to expect. And, you know, my grandparents just told her, she'll figure it out, be calm. So my grandfather was a huge inspiration, and he worked so hard throughout his whole life to make sure that, like, his family down the line had, you know, everything they could possibly dream of. So he's probably my biggest inspiration. And my dad is probably tied for first, or because without my dad taking me to all those football games that I mentioned a couple minutes ago, I never would have discovered television in this great career. My dad is also a really hard worker and just does anything for his family. So those are traits that I want to mimic, you know, not only in my professional life, but in my personal life too.
So are there things you wish you could change in regards to your college education, like certain things that you studied?
I can answer that question 100%. I wouldn't change anything. I, you know, obviously there's a lot of wonderful colleges out there with media that prepare their students exceptionally well. But as I mentioned, I went to Waynesburg University in Pennsylvania, and I can honestly say I was very prepared when I left. I mean, I graduated with a job, which jobs in media are sometimes very difficult to come by. So for me to be able to graduate with a job was awesome. And they set me up for where I was able to do internships. And I was actually working freelancing as a sports announcer before I even graduated. So that was something that was major. So I honestly would not change one single thing about my college education.
All right. Do you have any advice for anyone who's going into news specifically?
Yes. Two pieces of advice that I would give. One is short and one is a little bit longer. My first advice would be intern. Do as many internships as you can, because that is real world experience. It's stuff you can save for a demo tape. You make connections, contacts. I still talk to some people that I did internships with just as friends, not even as, you know, to try and find jobs or anything, just because you met them and you clicked and they become lifelong friends. My second piece of advice for anyone going into media is be persistent. Sometimes, as I mentioned, it is hard to get jobs in this field. You're going to be told no maybe more times than you're told yes. And when you do get a job, sometimes there's going to be days where you can't find stories or you can't get people to return your phone calls or anything like that. And some days are going to be overwhelming. But through all of that, persevere. Keep going, because you're going to be glad you did. And at the end of the day, this job, you know, it takes drive. So you have to keep pushing yourself and eventually you will get where you want to be. But also while you're, you know, pushing through, remember to appreciate where you are too. You know, there are points I have to remind myself of that. You're rushing to get through a story. And sometimes you just have to take a minute and say, wow, you know, I'm somewhere really cool. Or that was a really great interview I just did. So, you know, keep pushing through. And while you're going through all those levels of your career, just, you know, every once in a while, take a minute to be grateful.
All right. Do you also have any advice for anyone who's going into media in general, like not just news?
Yeah, I think in general, whatever your passion is, I would also say to persevere. Like, if you love something, whether it's media, whether it's, you know, you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, go into business, accounting, whatever, I think if you love it and you know you love it, stick to it. You might need to find a different avenue. You might need to find, you know, an unconventional way to get there, but just stick to it, because if you truly love something and want to do it that badly, good things will come to you if you work hard. And I truly believe that. I've seen it happen so many times to so many people that I've worked with that work truly hard. You know, good things come to those who work hard and push. And if you are passionate about something, don't let anybody talk you out of it.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on and doing this interview with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great.
All right, let's get back to the music.